Track 11, Carbonated Thoughts. On the last track, we discussed three concepts regarding crisis counseling following rape. These three concepts were McDonald's phases of reaction, guilt, and an intervention technique for rape victims in crisis and their partners. On this track, we will discuss four concepts regarding therapeutic crisis intervention in the case of a premature birth. These four concepts are four tasks for the mother of a premature infant, assessing the family, interventions, and anticipatory planning. We will also discuss the carbonated thoughts technique. Carla and John had been married 4 years and had a 2-year-old daughter. When Carla was 7.5 months pregnant with the couple's second child, John's company transferred them to another city. Within a day of moving to their new home, Carla went into premature labor and delivered a baby boy. Because the new town was 150 miles from their old home, Carla delivered under the care of an obstetrician she had never personally met in a hospital that was not familiar to her. Although the baby did well, 2 months after his birth, Carla entered a crisis state in which she was no longer able to care for the baby. The birth of a premature baby, even when anticipated, is a stressful situation for even the most healthy family. There is a sense of emergency at home and in the hospital, and both staff and parents feel anxiety for the newborn. I felt a first consideration regarding therapeutic crisis intervention in the case of Carla and Jim was the four tasks for mothers of a premature infant. Mason and Kaplan have identified four tasks that a mother of a premature baby should work through in order to come through the experience in a healthy way. 1. She must realize she may lose the baby. This anticipatory grief involves thinking of withdrawal from the relationship already established during the pregnancy. 2. She must acknowledge failure in her perceived maternal function to deliver a full-term baby. 3. After separation from the infant as a result of a long hospital stay, she must resume her relationship with the baby to prepare for its homecoming. 4. She must prepare herself for the job of caring for the baby through an understanding of its special needs and growth patterns. A second consideration regarding therapeutic crisis intervention for Carla and Jim was assessing the family after the special care infant has been brought home. My first concern in assessing Carla's state of crisis was to examine the precipitating event. Carla's crisis state began during a visit from John's mother, who had been highly critical of Carla's ability to care for the baby. Carla stated, "She was just constantly making comments like, 'I can't understand why she cries so much. You must be doing something wrong. My children always slept through the night by 2 months.' All day long, comments like that." Jim was reluctant to intervene, and on the second day of his mother's visit, Carla became extremely upset, cried uncontrollably, and took to bed, refusing to care for the baby. In talking with Carla, I discovered that prior to this event, she'd experienced strong symptoms of anxiety, insomnia, exhaustion, and fear over her ability to care for her son. I next assessed Carla's source of situational support. Clearly, since she had recently moved, Carla had not had time to establish a strong network of friends in the area. John was extremely reluctant to participate in care for the baby, expressing fear of the baby's small size and fretful nature. Carla was thus responsible for all of the baby's physical needs. I also established that John's mother, Doris, had been an ongoing source of stress for Carla since she became pregnant with their first child. Doris was very opinionated and frequently sat Carla down for talks on child rearing. Carla had begun to have developed confidence in her own mothering abilities recently as her daughter continued to have good health and average development. However, the difficulties of caring for a baby with more challenging needs had convinced Carla that she was too incompetent to care for her new son. Neither John nor Doris was providing situational support for her in her role as mother of a premature infant. In addition to four tasks for mothers of a premature infant and assessing the family, a third consideration I had regarding therapeutic crisis intervention for Carla and John was the interventions. I set as the three principal goals for the crisis intervention, helping Carla and John explore their feelings about the premature birth, the couple's changed communication pattern, and the lack of support John was providing. As an immediate intervention to help Carla gather coping mechanisms, I instructed her in passive muscle relaxation and also suggested the carbonated thoughts visualization technique to complement the physical relaxation technique she was learning. After walking Carla through progressive relaxation, I guided her through the visualization. I stated, imagine a glass of carbonated water with lots and lots of bubbles. See the bubbles float to the surface and burst. As the bubbles burst, let go of any thoughts bouncing around your mind along with them. As you continued watching the carbonated water, see the bubbles slowly declining in frequency, getting fewer and fewer. Slowly, very slowly, until the water becomes very clear and calm. As the bubbles burst and disappear, continue seeing your thoughts flow from your mind, gradually and slowly becoming less and less, and feel your mind becoming calmer and clearer, coming to a place of complete rest in quiet peacefulness. See yourself drifting into a deep, calming relaxation as you continue to breathe very slowly. I provided Carla with a tape of this visualization, as well as progressive relaxation and relaxation breathing exercises for her to take home. During the first few weeks, John was able to fully explain to Carla the insecurities concerning handling such a small baby that were behind his reticence to provide physical care. Carla expressed similar anxiety. I reassured Carla that she was doing well and selected several books to provide Carla and John concerning caring for a premature infant so that they would be able to discover together the reality of the situation. A fourth consideration I had regarding therapeutic crisis intervention for Carla and John involved anticipatory planning. As John became more confident handling their son, I encouraged him to share the responsibility of caring for the baby in the evenings so that Carla could get more physical rest. This emotional support helped Carla to relax, and she began sleeping better. I also recommended that the couple resume social interactions with each other as soon as possible, emphasizing that the baby boy would do fine in the care of a competent sitter for a few hours. Finally, I emphasized that the couple should make a concerted effort to spend alone time with their 2-year-old daughter. Out of necessity, most of Carla and John's attention had been spent on the new infant. However, I reminded the couple that this was a stressful time for their daughter, too, and she would need to feel included. Think of your Carla and John. What strategies would you suggest in handling the crisis precipitated by the birth of their premature infant? On this track, we've discussed 4 concepts regarding therapeutic crisis intervention in the case of a premature birth. These 4 concepts were 4 tasks for the mother of a premature infant, assessing the family, interventions, and anticipatory planning. On the next track, we will discuss 4 concepts regarding therapeutic crisis intervention following divorce. These 4 concepts are tasks of engagement, subphases where a crisis is most common, risk factors for divorce, and a case study of an intervention with a client in crisis precipitated by divorce. Question 11. What were 3 techniques recommended for Carla as immediate reinforcements for her array of coping strategies?